Have you ever felt your heart race during a scary movie, even though you're perfectly safe on your couch? Or noticed yourself salivating at the mere thought of biting into a lemon? These aren't just quirks of imagination. They're proof that your thoughts trigger real, measurable changes in your body. This fundamental truth opens a startling possibility. If your mind can make your heart pound or your mouth water with just a thought, what else might it be capable of? Research reveals something pharmaceutical companies would rather you didn't know. Sometimes sugar pills work just as well as actual medication, not because patients are gullible, but because belief itself creates the precise brain chemistry needed for healing. When someone takes a placebo painkiller, brain scans show their neurons releasing natural opiates. When they take a fake Parkinson's drug, their brain produces dopamine. The effect is so powerful that in some pain studies, placebos achieved 50 to 60% of the relief provided by real painkillers. Your beliefs don't just color your experience, they literally manufacture the molecules that shape your physical reality.
The placebo effect reveals how expectation shapes physiology. When we believe something will happen, our brains create matching biochemical changes. A sugar pill produces opposite effects depending on what we're told. Presented as a stimulant, blood pressure rises. As a sedative, heart rate slows. These responses are remarkably specific. In America, placebo injections outperform tablets for migraines by 50%, while in Europe, tablets work 10% better. Blue placebos sedate Italian women but stimulate Italian men. Red placebos energize, white ones relieve pain. Expensive-looking placebos reduce pain by 61% versus 42% for cheap versions. Conditioning amplifies this power. Give patients real medication, then secretly switch to placebos. They continue improving. Parkinson's patients showed improvements from placebos equal to actual medication, with measurable changes in muscle rigidity and brain activity. Most surprising, placebos work even when patients know they're taking them. Harvard researchers gave IBS patients clearly labeled placebo bottles, yet patients improved significantly after learning that placebos trigger mind-body healing. Similar results emerged for back pain, migraines, and allergies. Our beliefs create real physiological changes, a powerful tool we can consciously harness.
Every thought physically changes your brain through neuroplasticity. Advanced imaging shows genes activating within minutes, neurons sprouting new branches, and brain regions expanding or contracting based on use. The evidence is striking. Musicians develop Broca's areas 25% larger than non-musicians. London taxi drivers grow enlarged hippocampal regions from memorizing 25,000 streets. Medical students' brains thicken 3% in memory processing areas during exam preparation, dramatic remodeling driven by focused mental activity. Remarkably, imagination creates similar changes to actual experience. Visualizing finger movement activates motor cortex regions at 70% the intensity of real movement. Volunteers who merely imagined finger exercises for 15 minutes daily gained 35% strength over 3 months, substantial physical change from mental practice alone. This extends to healing. Psychotherapy produces detectable brain changes visible through neuroimaging. Processing trauma shifts neural activity from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex. Even severe childhood trauma can be repaired through neurogenesis, the brain's ability to generate new neurons throughout life. Enriched environments increase hippocampal volume by 15%. By consciously directing our thoughts, we physically reshape our brains to support healing. Visualization directs neuroplasticity towards specific healing outcomes by activating corresponding brain regions, increasing blood flow, and neural activity. Research has exploded from 122 studies in 1980 to over 44,000 by 2018. The results are compelling. Stroke patients combining physical therapy with 20-minute visualization sessions showed significantly greater arm function improvement than relaxation alone. Brain scans revealed mental imagery increases activation in damaged regions.
Cancer patients visualizing their immune system destroying cancer cells experienced higher quality of life, enhanced T cell counts, and increased natural killer cell activity. Those with the most vivid visualizations showed the greatest response. Visualization impacts the immune system beyond relaxation. Volunteers visualizing a specific antibody showed levels more than double those doing general relaxation. When visualizing white blood cells, counts increased 17, 31, and 38% at 1, 2, and 3 months. Knee replacement patients visualizing strong knees showed improved walking velocity, lower pain scores, and reduced stress hormones at 3 weeks and 6 months post-surgery. Effective visualization takes many forms: actively transforming something, tumor shrinking, cleaning and polishing, restoring cells, intervening in processes, calming immune responses, speaking to cells, symbolic change, transforming brokenness into wholeness, changing colors, adding vibrant hues, or boosting immune function. There's no correct approach. Use whatever imagery resonates personally. What matters most isn't duration, but consistency. Visualization transforms lives in powerful ways. Sally visualized golden liquid love during chemotherapy, seeing healing yellow light enter her body. Lynn imagined healing light melting her lung tumors and thanked the draining fluid for cleansing cancer cells, achieving remission after 7 tumor sites. Petula, given 15% survival odds with inoperable breast cancer, envisioned a rabbit named Pure Health consuming cancer cells. 10 years later, she remains cancer-free. Mary defied a post-polio syndrome diagnosis by visualizing herself whole, healed, and free, imagining God as her master electrician rewiring her neuromuscular system. At 64, she completed her 3rd Bermuda half marathon. Esther conquered incurable psoriasis after 20 failed years by imagining standing on her shoulder, kindly telling overactive skin cells they deserved vacation. She became completely clear within 12 to 18 months. Rebecca transformed severe chronic fatigue by visualizing all her cells lit up like Christmas lights, glowing with bright white energy. After an hour daily, she shifted from illness to wellness in 3 days. Lindsay, given less than a year with severe heart failure, visualized turning up a dial to increase her heart's ejection fraction. Within a year, her heart function normalized. These stories reveal visualization's deeply personal nature. There's no single correct approach beyond what feels right to you. Beyond specific techniques lies something more fundamental: the healing power of love, kindness, and gratitude. These create measurable physiological changes that support health. When Aaron, overwhelmed by work stress and financial problems, found his love reciprocated, his perception transformed instantly. Though circumstances remained unchanged, his experience shifted dramatically. Love reduces stress, increases gratitude, and provides energy that facilitates physical healing. Gratitude similarly transforms our state. One man conquered depression through a 30-day exercise, writing down 50 things daily he was grateful for. By mid-month, he easily listed 75 items, becoming a different person by month's end. Soon after, his external circumstances improved, with a dream job and relationship. Kindness produces remarkable effects. It makes you happier, benefits heart health, slows aging, improves relationships, and spreads contagiously. We're like tuning forks. When struck, we cause others to vibrate similarly. We don't need grand gestures, but rather small things we do in large numbers. In a world obsessed with pharmaceutical solutions, we've overlooked the most powerful medicine, our own minds. Your thoughts aren't passive observations. They're active architects of your physical reality. Every visualization rewires your brain. Every belief triggers cascading physiological changes. Every moment of love, kindness, or gratitude shifts your body's chemistry toward health. The prescription? Love. And if that doesn't work, double the dose.